Welcome to the De-Stress for Success podcast. Did you know that we inherit our stress response from our parents or carers or generations before? That we can pass on our way of reacting to stress to our children? But we can also train our brain to respond to stress differently. It's all about brain health. I'm Isabella Ferguson, and I'm here to deliver to you the most up-to-date evidence-based methodologies on how to find some calm. On De-Stress for Success, I'll ask the experts what we can do to find inner peace. In my early 40s, I bowed out of a 20-year legal career. Decades of running on high anxiety and drinking alcohol to cope had taken its toll on my nervous system, and I was burnt out. So I started exploring the science of stress. This is what gets my pulse racing, but in a good way. Now, as a 48-year-old corporate speaker, counsellor, coach, and alcohol-free woman, I'll interview the experts, ask the questions you wish you had the time to ask, and I'll deliver some practical tips to you. I'm glad you tuned in. Now let's de-stress. Stress. It can come on for no obvious reason. It can motivate, and small doses of it can be helpful, but it can also paralyze. It can make or break a precious moment. In fact, it can be crippling, claustrophobic, panicky, seemingly endless and all-consuming. Stress can contribute to health problems over time, physical ailments, mental health issues, and emotional withdrawal, anger, and hopelessness. Addiction. People reach for alcohol in an attempt to escape stress. I certainly did. So what is it really? And why am I so fascinated by it? It intrigues me why people handle and respond to the same situation so differently. What makes one person bound out of bed excited to head off to give a presentation, while another just feels so stressed in anticipation, dreading the moment, even seeking out a glass or two of wine for Dutch courage along the way. And yes, I have done that, by the way. Why does one person let a conversation slide away like water off a duck's back, but another will ruminate on it into the evening? It's the neuroscience that draws me in. Did you know that we inherit our stress response from former generations, including our parents or carers? So the way that they handled stress, the way that they showed it, the way that they practiced self-care, the way that they coped, was it healthy, unhealthy? We learnt from that. Our brain learned from those environments. And this is what we can find ourselves doing later on when we find ourselves stressed. So we can pass on our way of reacting to stress also to our children. But the good news is that we can retrain our brain to respond to stress differently. So in doing so, we're also able to pass on healthier coping mechanisms to our kids as well. We can learn to release the stress valve so that it doesn't accumulate and feel overwhelming by the time we walk in the door. And this is what gets my pulse racing. I love this part, this science of stress that gives us hope to change, that empowers us to de-stress and find our calm. If we could bottle that peaceful, calm, content feeling that we occasionally can find ourselves in, if we could save it for future moments, we'd make a fortune. I've been there, and it's perhaps for this reason that I delved into the topic of stress in the first place. In my early 40s, I was a litigation lawyer. I had been for 20 years. It was a career I loved until it just became too much. So I left, and my reason to anyone that asked was I needed to spend more time with my kids. However, it was more than that. I couldn't contemplate stepping foot into the office one more time. I reacted in fear when the phone rang, when I was visualizing it being a particular client or colleague or solicitor on the other side. Decades of running on high anxiety, drinking way too much to cope had had its toll on my nervous system and I was burnt out. I didn't know it at the time, but from there I started years of recovery, soul searching, and ultimately stepped into a new way of living. This included heading off to rehab to deal with my dependence on alcohol, kicking the booze once and for all. In fact, I stepped out of rehab and straight into the COVID lockdown. But I was able to use this time to read up, retrain, make some changes, and step into the second half of my life different, with intention. It's not all easy. I'm certainly far from perfect, but I have learnt a lot about stress, and I'm proud to say that I'm able to help others too. In a nutshell, stress is our physical response to an actual or perceived threat or challenge. It's your body's automatic reaction to protect you. Your body activates a complex set of responses that are designed to help you deal with a situation, whether by confronting it or avoiding it. And of course, this is what's known as the fight or flight response. I'll be super quick here, but signals are sent to your sympathetic nervous system, which triggers a rapid series of physiological changes, including the release of stress hormones, particularly adrenaline, into the bloodstream. And this causes the heart rate to increase, pumps blood to the muscles and vital organs, which prepares the body for quick physical action in case we need it. Cortisol, another stress hormone, is also released, and cortisol helps maintain the body's energy supply by increasing glucose into the bloodstream. Now, these reactions are understandable and 100% helpful if you're being chased by a tiger. In fact, it's also kind of understandable if you're about to give a presentation or you're on a first date. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you looking for conversation. You're ready. You're motivated. But what if you're sitting behind your desk, absolutely stationary, staring at your computer? What if you're safely tucked away in bed, but yet feel beyond stressed? Or you wake up, reach for your phone, and that familiar, awful feeling of stress kicks in. Your body can react this way when you have a combative conversation with a client or colleague on the phone, and sometimes you can feel like this for seemingly no good reason at all. It's that restless, anxious, antsy, uncomfortable feeling. Now, alcohol is something that is a major contributor to stress, but also many people reach for it to seek to lessen the stressful feelings. Most of my clients who have ended up drinking less or have kicked the booze altogether have said that without alcohol, they discover a sea of calm. So, alcohol will crop up on this podcast as a topic relating to this contribution to stress from time to time. The main focus, though, is to bring to you new emerging evidence-based stress-reducing methodologies that we're able to integrate into our lives. Deep breathing techniques, ice baths, endorphin-inducing activities, mindfulness, meditation, all of those sorts of things that we know about. And there's also the mental work, reviewing your daily habits, finding some time for regenerative activities to release your stress valve, reframing negative thoughts so that you're less inclined to ruminate, saying no to people, setting healthy boundaries. Equally key, and something that we will be focusing a little on this podcast, is how to find your something larger, the thing that is bigger than you, that you strive towards, that sustains you when times are tough, and which helps you to thrive when things are going well. Your passion, your purpose might be another way of describing this something larger. Realistically, however, these things can be hard to explore and do consistently on your own if you're time poor and locked into a tight schedule. Here's the thing. Professionals, most of us, are saturated with wellness tips, but we're time poor. On this podcast, I talk to neuroscientists, wellness experts, and also those that have suffered burnout but have lived through it, like myself, and have found a way to the other side. These people with lived experiences can act as that beacon of hope for you if you're in the midst of a stressful situation. And they've got to talk about how they got through it, how they've changed, transformed their lives on the other side of stress and burnout. I'll ask the questions you wish you had the time to ask so that we can spend less time ruminating and more time, well, doing the things we want to do. Oh, and the title, De-Stress for Success. Well, what is success? It's all about accomplishing the goal of helping ourselves and others lead a better, happier, healthier life. Success is about perception. And of course, how you define it is entirely up to you, whether it's personal goals, health goals, career goals. De-stressing is going to help you succeed with all of those goals. I'm glad you found this podcast. That's the intro out of the way. Let's get started. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed the content, please don't forget to rate, subscribe, or leave a review about this podcast. These three things really help to get this podcast out to people that might need to hear it. You can find me at www.isabellafergusson.com.au. Jump on my website, check out all the resources I've got there about alcohol, stress, and burnout. You can also book in a free introductory call. It's a 30-minute confidential chat. If you are looking for a counsellor or a coach to support you to drink less or to manage your stress, I'm always here to chat. If you've got a question, please do not hesitate to reach out. I hope you have a really good day. See you later.